You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Welcome to Exceptions to the Rules Radio Show with E. Michelle Lee, public relations specialist, business consultant, author, and speaker, bringing national celebrity guests and featuring local businesses every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern, who will help educate, motivate, and inspire you. Now is the time to roll up your sleeves, put on some thick skin, and have some fun while getting the tools and resources you need to succeed in real time and at the speed of business. Because you got to use what you got till you get what you need so you can get to where you want to be. Exceptions to the Rules is here for you.
What it all boils down to and what is holding people back from succeeding is the lack of resources. Just plain old stuff you need on a daily basis to operate your business and grow as individuals. This show's been designed to help shed light on what America's backbone, aka small business owners, really need to do business. When you don't have what you need to do business, business is not going to happen. Get the resources you need in real time and at the speed of business right here on the Exceptions to the Rules on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Now, I welcome you to this show. It's very special. We're celebrating Women's History Month, and this week our category is Christian Women in Business. You know, I really love this quote that I found by a Christian woman named Elizabeth Elliot. She's one of the most influential Christian women of our time. "The fact that I am a woman does not make me a different kind of Christian, but the fact that I am a Christian does make me a different kind of woman." How about let's listen here as Mandisa tells us what we are born to do. There's a time to hold your tongue, time to keep your head down. There's a time, but it's not now. That's right. There's a time to put your head down, but now's not the time, ladies. We are Christian women in business, and we have got a platform to be the salt to the earth. This is one time on my show. My show is a business show, and I keep it that way because I'm not a kind of Christian that wears it only on her sleeve. And matter of fact, I roll my sleeves up and get right down to it to help people and be the salt to the world that we're supposed to be. But today, I have the rare opportunity to be able to start my show in honor of Women's History Month, Christian Women in Business, with a prayer. Shall we bow our heads? This is what makes the difference of who our boss is. He has a really high standard, and we answer to him first. Lord Jesus, as I enter this workplace, I bring your presence with me. I speak your peace, your grace, and your perfect order into the atmosphere of this studio. I acknowledge your lordship over all that will be spoken throughout this recording and live show, decided and accomplished within these walls. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your gifts you have deposited on us. I do not take them lightly, but commit to using them responsibly and well. Give me a fresh supply of truth and beauty on which to draw as to do my job. Anoint our creativity, our ideas, our energy, so that even the smallest task may bring you honor. Lord, when I am confused, guide me. When I'm weary, energize me. Lord, when I'm burned out, infuse me with the light of your Holy Spirit. May the work that I do and the way I do it bring hope, life, and courage to all that I have come in contact with today. And, oh Lord, even this day's most stressful moment, may I rest in you, in the mighty name that is above all names, in the matchless name of my Lord and Savior Jesus, I pray. Amen. Author unknown, and this was found at surffindthespirit.com. Thank you for tuning in today, America's new resource hub for small business owners and entrepreneurs. I know you're in your round two zone of your day. You've come to the right place for all the business information, tips and tricks of the trade, and all the motivation you can stand. All month long, we will be celebrating women in business. We've done that. Awesome job. Thank you for all the ladies that have come on, called in, and everything else. Today, the exception small business owner pick of the week is Angela Lacombe. www.my31.com forms forward. It is a special honor to be able to pay tribute to Christian women in business. If you've got someone that you want to give a shout out to that's made an impact on your life, give us a call here at TalkTainmentRadio.com at 877-932-9766. Professor Dr. Shirley Curry, conservative activist, a Christian, and director on the board of Eagle Forum, began offering literacy programs in 1981 for disadvantaged children. They've been directed by Dr. Shirley Curry, PhD, former official in the U.S. Department of Education. This lady is something awesome to be reckoned with, I tell you. She was a minister's wife. She's a legislator at heart and has run from office. She has been providing society for five or more decades of, you know, let's get it done the right way, ladies. Let me welcome to the show Dr. Shirley Curry.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. And let me say a hearty amen to that prayer you just uttered.
Thank you so much.
To praise my Lord and God is just a bright time in my day.
Amen on that note. So tell us, Dr. Shirley, you know, this show, as we feature Christian women in business, I want to leave the listeners of this show. We've got some powerful women coming on. We've got Dee Dee Galindo on the line with us. We've got Dr. Phyllis Schaffley coming. And you know the whole group, and you know what we're here to do. We're here to leave the listeners with a takeaway of, hey, it's our job and duty to be up on the note with the good Lord first as our boss and be the salt. How you been doing that for such a long time?
Well, first of all, I have dedicated my life to him and to his service, and I have found more peace in that life than any that I have ever seen anywhere else. So it is my pleasure to be a part of his troop that's marching forward daily and teaching his word. And being able to do that and bring forth on this show is a special privilege, and I appreciate so much your invitation.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And just like you said, a lot of people are listening in to Talktainment Radio for the programs that we offer here, like the Satin Hour uses music to examine the state of modern society. Satin is the specialist in decoding the state of America through inspirational music. Broadcast Saturdays and Sundays on TalktainmentRadio.com. We got lots of good people around here talking about the good news, Dr. Curry.
Well, that's great. That is very good. That's the only hope we have for keeping America the free nation that we now enjoy.
And you know what we're going to do? We're spinning that prize wheel because we enjoy these resources that we've got here from the Exceptions Prize Vault. Listen in, 877-932-9766. Give us a call right now and get your prize. Dr. Curry, as I look back over the history of what you and Dr. Shafley have been doing, tell us and bring us up in a paragraph what started you that way. How did you do it as a woman back in those days, and no less a Christian woman that was a minister's wife? How did you do this?
Well, number one, when I first heard about the Equal Rights Amendment, it was so bland. You know, I didn't think much about it. I didn't think it meant much of anything, just being no discrimination on account of sex. And but in the spring of 73, I think it was, I was over at Fried Hardeman University, and I heard this lady with the Harvard Law Journal just laying out what all that would mean. And I said, oh, my goodness, that means you're going to have no difference at all in sex anywhere with regard to the law. And I knew that women were protected in our role as mothers. And there was a time, I understand, when a man had to provide for his wife or he was taken to jail. Of course, that's not the case, and I don't wish that it were now.
Right.
But I do... And I did and still do and still want my daughters and granddaughters to be able to enjoy the protection of motherhood.
Right.
As she reigns queen in the home, no matter what else she has to do. Because I was, at that time, I had already gotten a master's degree in mathematics, and I was teaching math, so it wasn't that I was against women fulfilling their dreams or even their... favorite occupation.
So was the NRA stop the ERA movement? Was that the first time that you had ever gotten involved in politics?
No, it's the first time I ever gotten involved in an issue.
Okay.
Now, I grew up in a political family.
Okay,
my
so that's your background.
My parents were very, very, very active in the Republican Party, and I grew up in the family, but. We did not, and of course we were Christians. My dad was an elder in the Church of Christ, and I grew up very in a religious home, in a religious situation. But I never considered that as a political situation, that was political. That's just the way everybody did. I mean, we were Christians, and everybody I knew, I didn't, growing up, I did not even know anyone who did not believe in God.
And that does seem kind of, that seems kind of odd. You know, I was looking at some statistics about a month or so ago that the Columbus Dispatch had put out that only from those surveyed here in the metropolitan area, only about 30% said that they even attended church once a week.
I know. And
that's very sad for our country because that's where it all began.
It's where it all began. That's true.
You know,
when I grew up, everybody I knew went to church, just about.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they were sick or unable or old or something of that sort.
You know, one of the way that I came about learning about you and Dr. Shafley was through the PBS Makers.com series that they did on women in history, starting from about 1961, bringing it up to current date. And you know what's sad? I mean, and I hate to admit this, but I'm going to, just to make a point. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know who Dr. Shafley was. And I found that that was a problem for me, because I felt I should have known who you guys were, that you were standing up for pro-family rights and, you know, to carry on a tradition and legacy that, you know, we all have started this country on. So, you know, in my opinion, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, that's kind of what I was talking about. That was my approach. And it was in February of that year, and my husband and I were sitting in the kitchen, and I was making jelly, and I had my wooden spoon, and I was just stirring that jelly and just preaching about what all was going to happen. And what, oh, I was just so upset. And he said, well, what are you doing just standing here in the kitchen? And I said, well, yes, what am I doing? And with that, I began to look into it, and I did call Ann Daniel in Memphis, who was the lady in Tennessee who was running the Stop ERA movement, and she told me about Phyllis Schlafly and about the Stop ERA group, and then Tennessee had already ratified it, as had 30 states, because they ratified them in a hurry, and because they told me that when they brought it up in the legislature, in the House particularly, they said, something for the women, all vote yes. And I think they had pretty much a unanimous vote.
There you go.
And so Senator Froud came down from Nebraska that spring, February, and talked with a group in Nashville, about a group of women we'd met at a hotel. And Nebraska is a unicameral house. They just have one house. So they had rescinded the year before.
Let me ask you something. When I was listening to your interview on the Makers.com PBS special, you said, I really like this, the way that you said this. You said, we don't need this. We like our role. You know, I've often tell people all the time, I like being a woman. I like having doors sometimes and all the chivalry, but that's not stopping me from excelling and doing a, you know, using my talents and skills and things to help society, because we as women are the caretakers of the world.
We're the nurturers. We nurture. That's true.
We're designed that way.
There's not a thing we can do now that we could do then, that we couldn't do then. We could go anywhere to work if we wanted to work, and, but we were still protected in our role as mothers.
Right.
And we were looked up to. It was an honorable situation. But the Feminine Mystique, the book that was published, presented women as prisoners. And they called them, the comfortable prison was your home. Huh. I mean, and so that was degrading. And so that was what was so annoying to me.
We're about to go into break here in just a minute, and I want to make sure, how do people get in touch with you, Dr. Kurt? You are going to stay on the line with us, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to stay on the line.
Cool beans. And if you got a mute button, just hit that as you can. If not, don't worry about it. When you think about who inspired you, name a woman in history that inspired you as a, you know, a woman in legislation, a woman in good causes, professional. You're currently a professor. Who inspired you to do all that?
Well, I have always looked up to Queen Esther in the Bible, who became a queen because she stayed and became a queen because of where she was and her nature and beauty and her conduct, and yet she stood for what was right, no matter what. And then there was Ruth.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have patterned my life out of...
Dr. Curry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but did you hear that song that came on in the beginning?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that when we come back from break here in just a minute. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, home of Brother K, educate and deliberate on Conversate in the AM. Stay right there. Win resources you can use for you and your business. Call now, 877-932-9766. It's an Exceptions of Resource Alert. TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Friday, comedy and Showtime entertainment.
Classic television theater.
Reverend Peterman, uncensored.
Brown sugar on sports.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click listen live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA, America's wireless companies, and the National Safety Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
Yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Resources you need in real time and at the speed of business. Shop local, be global. Exceptions to the rules with E. Michelle Lee. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is E. Michelle Lee. You're listening to Exceptions to the Rules show, helping entrepreneurs and small business owners get the resources they need. With me today is a few wonderful Christian women in business who will help us to celebrate Women's History Month. You know what time it is. It's now time to dig deep.
3D.
With E. Michelle Lee. Back in the studio here, we're talking with Dr. Shirley Curry, conservative activist, and we're discussing about now is the time for Christian women in business to use their platform to further their careers, to stand up as women, and to know that you should be happy in your skin with the relationship that the good Lord has given us as women to be the caretakers of the world. Dr. Curry, as we wrap up and get ready to welcome Dr. Shafley in here in a few minutes, tell me, What would you tell the women of today, my generation and the generation down below me? What do we need to know in order to receive the honor of you guys passing on the baton and responsibility to us to stand up for what we know to be right and to do right in this society?
I think the main thing that our young women need to know is that conservatives and God's way will win. If you will just stay faithful to it, if you will stand up every chance you get, discuss it, don't be ashamed of it, but say that I am a Christian, this is the way for peace and happiness, and stand there. And don't give in to money, don't give in to prestige, don't give in to popularity or favor, but remain faithful to your cause. Then, and present yourself with a smile and a real care for other people, and that will win every time.
You know, you had mentioned in your interviews on the PBS special that Dr. Shafley had a way about going around training the women. You guys actually got together for training. Tell us little bit about that.
We would go to St. Louis, and we would line up to give a speech. You had to practice your speech. You had to be able to say what you wanted to say in 3 minutes or less, and you had to look professional. You had to be, your hair had to be fixed nice. You wore the proper type of earrings. You looked nice. And I can remember this when I was on the Hill in Nashville lobbying against the ERA. I remember overhearing one of the senators, lady senators in the hall saying to her cohort there, "I told you to tell send that bunch of women back home and tell them to come up here with a dress on looking nice."
She did that, did she?
She did that. So I know that your appearance and your demeanor influences other people into believing that you know what you're talking about, and they're much more comfortable with you when you're in that mode.
What do you think Jesus would say to us if he looked down on us right now? What do you think he would urge us to do for the world?
Weep. I think he would weep. Just like he wept for Jerusalem, I think he would weep when he sees what we have done. But I'm talking primarily about America. That's what goes on here. What has happened to our God country, our Christian nation.
Right.
I think he would weep.
You know, this coming, you know, Sunday is Easter Sunday.
I know.
We've been celebrating Holy Week all week long. And, you know, these are holy things of God that we are responsible to carry on. He gave us the plan. He knew our name before the beginning of time, he said. You know, he knew everything that was happening today.
Before we were formed in the womb.
Absolutely. He said he knew our name then.
That's right.
Give us a good whisper in the ear as our elders for this upcoming Easter Sunday. As a minister's wife, what would some of the things that you remember that you would have done back in the day for that?
For Easter itself?
Yes, ma'am.
We would talk about how important resurrection was. And if Jesus did not rise, then we are all people are most miserable. Because that's our whole salvation depends on his resurrection from the grave. And
right.
If that be not true, then everything else is false.
And that's exactly right. Now, looking at the way that things are today and saying that prayer for others, how do you think that Christian businesswomen can be most effective when it comes to our doing business? What should be the key thing they remember?
Well, one thing, they should always be honest. There's nothing that will hurt, I think, the face of what we're trying to do more than someone being dishonest.
Right.
Because it is very, in business, some of it is dog eat dog. I got to get it for somebody. I got to get it for somebody else gets it. And,
right.
But if you have to slip it a little, okay. I mean, that's all right because it's the end justifies the means.
Right.
We cannot ever let that slip into our way of doing. I am also a businesswoman.
And I also, I know that.
I also have a company called Curry Bouquet of Homes, and I have bought houses. And
awesome.
And each of those houses has a name of flower. We have the lily, we have the magnolia, we have the snowball, and we have the rosebud. And my house is the Irish house. And so I know about business.
Awesome.
I know about meeting the payroll.
Let me get you to hold right there for just a quick second, because, you know, just like you don't want, we are not alone in this. Get help. You're not alone. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. If you need help or know someone who does, please call the National Sex Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAINN.org. You don't need to go it alone. Guess what, Dr. Curry? We've got Dr. Phyllis Schlafly on the line with us, and I'm going to bring her into this conversation. Want to give her a proper introduction a little bit here. Dr. Schlafly has been a national leader of the conservative movement since the publication of her best-selling 1964 book, A Choice, Not an Echo. She has been a leader of the pro-family movement since 1972 when she started her national volunteer organization called Eagle Forum. In a 10-year battle, Mrs. Schlafly led the pro-family movement to victory over the principled legislative goal of the radical feminists called the Equal Rights Amendment. An articulate and successful opponent of the radical feminist movement, she appears in debate on college campuses more frequently than any other conservative. She was named one of the 100 most important women of the 20th century by Ladies Home Journal. Dr. Phyllis Schlafly has been called the godmother of the modern conservative movement. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schlafly.
Well, thank you very much for all those nice words. I appreciate that.
And they're all very true. First, I want to say it just for a moment. Thank you so much for what you have done for women who are good in their own skin, and we like our role. Thank you so much for standing up, risking your life, taking your time, everything that you have done to make sure that my generation can follow behind, knowing what we need to do to keep God's word active and our laws in the right order.
Well, that's right. I think American women are the most fortunate class of people who ever lived on the face of the earth. We have every opportunity, we have every freedom, and I urge people to be active and pursue their dreams, and if you got a little time left over, help to get good policies and elect good candidates.
Amen, amen. You got my vote on that one. Dr. Schlafly, can you tell us for those, I mean, and like I admitted to Dr. Curry, who's also on the line with us today, just a few moments ago, I was ashamed to find out that I first come to know about you and Dr. Curry and the movement and everything by the PBS movie that's been on featuring women, themakers.com. And I'm so glad that I did, but we need to bring awareness because there's someone out there that believes conservatism can still win. So for those that are just learning about eagleforum.org, can you give us a brief overview so that we can get on and talk about the other issues that's permanent today? What's an overview that you could give a new listener that says, I've never heard of that before?
Well, I think one of the things I did for the conservative movement and for Americans is to show that if you can form a grassroots organization and take on the establishment, all the powerful people in the world, and still win. And that's what a group of us did, and Dr. Curry was one of those at the beginning. We organized some grassrooters who had held no political office, and we took on the battle to defeat the Equal Rights Amendment, a constitutional proposed amendment, and everybody was against us. We had three presidents against us, and Nixon, and Ford, and Carter. We had most of Congress against us. We had all the governors, 99% of the media, even Hollywood, and lots of money. It turned into a 10-year battle, and we beat them all. And I just think that's an inspiration for people to understand this great country that we have here today. We can respond to citizen action and get the kind of country we need.
Now, the one thing I noticed in those, and I watched your videos, many others also, you've got a slew of places that people can contact you. And before I get into this next question, what is the main website that you typically lead someone to in order to make sure that they are able to get in touch with you and get more information?
It's eagleforum.org. That's eagle, like the American eagle, F-O-R-U-M, because that's our organization, Eagle Forum, one word, .org. And it's a goldmine of information on all kinds of subjects, policy subjects that are up for grabs in Congress and in state legislatures.
And you also have your own radio show, too. I listened to it this past Saturday.
Yes. As of Friday of this week, I will have done over 7,000 3-minute-a-day, 5-day-a-week commentaries. But then I think you were referring to my Saturday radio talk show.
Yes.
Where I have a guest and take call-ins.
Yes, yes. That's what I listened to on Saturday. Very interesting on the immigration and so forth that you were discussing. What is, you know, I noticed, and Dr. Curry just said this as well, one of the things that I picked out from those was that you would go around teaching women how to fight with the act of war, how to say without saying, and to act like a lady and exhibit grace, even though we're standing up for our rights and things. Can you teach us today, give us, you know, what do we need to know, to get us started along that path so that we can stand up to what current issues are destroying our country and say,
well,
we're going to fight.
I would suggest that you find somebody who has been lobbying at the state capitol and to be a lady. That's right. Say, be nice to what you're doing when you go to lobby is you're asking the legislators to support or oppose some bill that you are interested in. And, you know, you're asking them to respect your judgment and do what you're asking them to do. So be nice to them. We find that a lot of the feminists are really not nice to them. They talk ugly to them. Well, that's not the way to get ahead in the world.
Right. If you want to be a man and act like a man, then, you know, go to the different bathroom as far as I'm concerned on that note. I'm really getting a little fed up with that. You know, I don't walk on gravels and chew rocks. I act like a lady when I'm somewhere, but I'm still not a set down type of person that's going to keep on and on keeping my mouth shut. I just want to know the right way to do it because I'm not out here to offend somebody. I know that if I offend them, I'll, you know, turn them away. You can get more with honey than you can salt.
That's right. That's a very simple proverb to remember when you go to the legislature.
Now, why did you say in your interview that Ronald Reagan's becoming president made such a difference for this movement?
Well, Ronald Reagan was a real conservative, and he believed in smaller government. He believed in people making their own way and not being dependent on government handouts. He believed in American military superiority. He believed in traditional values like marriage and kids living with their own mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a refreshing new face that really, and also the other thing is he was not supported by the establishment, the people who are big and powerful. He was supported by the grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been telling people is the grassroots need to organize and step forward and get the candidates they want. Don't take some loser who's been handed down by the establishment.
And how did our very own Ohio's Bob Taft play such an important part? Because you also mentioned that as well.
Well, I don't know if there anybody listening to this program was old enough to remember that, but he ran for president in 1952. And in 1952, the Illinois Republican Party paid me quite an honor when he came to my town of Alton, Illinois, to West Junior High School, and they gave me the honor of introducing him. And it was a big thrill. He was a very fine, honorable man. I supported him for president, as did most of the people of Illinois. In fact, when we went to the Republican convention that year in Chicago, the Illinois delegates voted 59 for Bob Taft, mm-hmm. and only one for Eisenhower. But, of course, as you know, Eisenhower won the nomination and went on to win the election. But nevertheless, we didn't regret our support of a very fine, honorable man, Bob Taft.
And he was a fine man. We've had a lineage of Tafts here in Ohio. How do women do business differently than their male counterparts? I know that many times you have said that the main core to the feminist group is that they say there's no differences. But you and I know, and everyone else that's on this call knows, there is a difference between the way that, you know, Mars and Venus. You know, if we have to go to simple rocket, it's not rocket science there. We are different. Some stand, some sit.
That's right. And what the feminists want to do, really, when they talk about equality, it's not really equality they want. It's interchangeability. They want anything to be interchangeable between men and women. But when you look back at when they got started with their movement, with Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, in 1963, their number one goal was to eliminate the full-time homemaker. They called her a parasite. They said she lived in a comfortable concentration camp. The home was a terrible place, and she ought to get out and go report to some boss instead of a husband. And you know, it's...
Now, did your husband let you say that?
But at any rate, that's what they were after. They've gone a long way towards succeeding in getting rid of the full-time homemaker. They disparaged her. They acted like she was a worthless human being, and everybody ought to be in the workforce. And I think, of course, you have to do what you have to do. But I think the full-time homemaker is an honorable person, and we give an award every year to somebody who's a full-time homemaker.
You know what? And I look about that. I remember about maybe 10 years ago, there was an article about how if a woman actually got paid for all that she does, it would be like about $86,000. And I mean, this was in the late 80s, early 90s. That's a lot of money for a stay-at-home mom. But they, I mean, scientists and data recovery people, they are the ones that put it together to say this is what she would earn if she was being paid for what she does.
Yes, but full-time homemakers are doing their job for love.
Oh, now that's where I want to take it to. And out of that love that you've been giving all of us for such a long time, what can you say to the current state of affairs today and what we need to do as women to, you know, take control of this situation that we're facing?
Well, we invite you to join Eagle Forum, where we have a lot of like-minded women who agree with what I'm talking about here tonight. I would urge you to, we have state organizations in most of the states, and we are an organization of volunteers. I am a volunteer, and all my state presidents are volunteers. And we just give of our extra time to make this a better country, to elect good candidates and get them to pass good legislation when they get there. So I would urge you to do that. But also I would tell young women, when you're planning your life, you know, if you go to college and take these women's studies courses, or even in high school, they tell you to plot your life for a great career, and they have no space for marriage and children. And we find that when women get to be 30 or more, they realize they want children after all. And women are just not as fertile as they get older. And so I think you should plan your life to consider that when you get to your late 20s or 30s, you're going to want a husband, you're going to want children. And you kind of have to think ahead and figure that into your life plan.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shafley, for spending this moment with us. As I posted all over online, you know, I'm making history today with you being here. then you've already made history. And I'm just tickled to death. Thank you so much for the honor. And we wish you continued success. Let us know how we can help, because we're kind of people that just roll up our sleeves and get busy.
Well, you're the kind of people who are in Eagle Farm, and I invite your listeners to go on eaglefarm.org, sign up, get my newsletter, now in its 46th year, and join with us to make this a better country.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's our address worldwide and locally. We're here 24/7 around the world. Radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Your chance to win business resources is up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This hour of Exceptions to the Rules program is sponsored by MBE Magazine, a great resource for your business.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is now more listener-friendly. We've categorized the programs that air on TalkTainment Radio.
Wednesday, news, politics, and sports.
Rebranding America.
The Resilience Project.
Justice Matters.
Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for times and podcasts. Click Listen Live for current programs being aired. We are the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. Food for thought.
It's important to cultivate and nurture relationships, all relationships, whether they are casual, familial, work-related, or romantic. I am reminded of the quote, "Man cannot live by bread alone." We need companionship, someone with whom to share our hopes, our dreams, and our talents. People come into our lives by choice and by chance. They come to support us, to love us, to encourage us, and in doing so, sometimes they make our lives a little crazy. They get us to question the way we see the world and affirm that what we see is just fine. So let us value the friendships and relationships that we have with others and let them know how important they are to us. For man cannot live by bread alone. We need others with whom to share that bread.
That's another Food for Thought. To hear additional Food for Thought, stay tuned to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Resources you need in real time and at the speed of business. Shop local, be global. Exceptions to the Rules with E. Michelle Lee. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is E. Michelle Lee. You're listening to Exceptions to the Rules show, helping entrepreneurs and small business owners get the resources they need. Now is your chance to win tickets to the Zig Ziglar Business Owners Workshop. Call 877-932-9766. This is E. Michelle Lee with Exceptions PR with a Purpose for the Resource Alert. You know, we're getting to that motivational segment part, and we always offer a resource, whether that's local, national, both. It may cost something, it may not cost something. It just varies from week to week, and that's why you always want to be sure to tune in to the show to find out what the resource alert is. And most certainly our prizes. We've got 877-932-9766 to spin our prize wheel, win the tickets to the Ziglar Business Owners Workshop, lots more. But now we're going to tell you about this week's resource alert, and it's from the Ziglar Women. Dee Dee Galindo, granddaughter of Zig Ziglar, speaker, mentor of the Ziglar Women, granddaughter of the world-renowned motivational speaker Zig Ziglar. Did you hear that? Knows that every path we take is a stepping stone to another. She proudly serves in many leadership positions, including director for Bras for a Cause Foundation and advisor on the Western Advisory Council for the Mitterex Board of Realtors. Let's hear from Dee Dee Galindo. Welcome to the show, Dee Dee.
Well, hello, E. Michelle Lee. How are you?
I am in seventh heaven, if there is one.
You have some wise women on this show. I could spend my whole time talking about them.
I'm telling you, aren't they something? It's hard to follow those acts. You know that?
I know. So I always say that when talking about my grandfather. Don't hold me up to his light. I'm just my own light.
Tell us about those Ziegler Women meetups. You know, that's a great resource for women. I really like the concept. I know you guys are going to be spreading it. And I think that one of the main issues that women deal with in depression and so forth, and we're going to hear something here from a woman we're honoring, Shonda Pierce, a Christian comedian, here in just a second. But tell us how you answer the call to the needs of women who are in business, professional, or stay-at-home moms.
Well, you know, my mom is Julie Ziegler Norman. She's the youngest daughter of Zig Ziegler, and she's an angel. We got together with my sister, Amy Fair, who's a missionary, and I have my other siblings involved, too, and decided that women have a need. They have a need to get free of their bondage that they're holding back. We feel that because women are holding back with their shame and guilt of things they've gone through in their life, they're not allowed to do what they would normally do and succeed in life. So that's why we originally formed the Ziegler Women Conferences that we do, and our mission is to challenge tentative Christianity, people that are on the fence, inspire women to intensify a personal relationship with Christ to become a light in the darkness for those who seek God. And what's important about that is we stand up there and spill it all out. We talk about our troubles we've had. We're very authentic, and we do that because I go to church, the same church, for over 10 years. And I am just not totally connected to many people at that church. So we want people to feel a community, and that is where God inspired the Z Women Meetup.
And Z Women Meetup is an organization. You may be a nonprofit, but it's a business.
It is a business, and we have our mission on that is to form a community where women are free to be their authentic selves and share, support, and listen to one another, connecting through grace and mercy with the inseparable, because we know Christ's love is not, you won't separate from him, inseparable love of Jesus Christ. And this is a free thing, these meetups.
How do they find you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So I say they're free, but we haven't spread everywhere yet. I know people are asking for it to come to their town.
Yeah, I seen one ask from Columbus when I was looking at your guys' page there.
Absolutely, and I want everyone to contact me that's interested at all in knowing about this and wants to find out more. We have a website. It's ZieglerWomen.com, and that's ZIGLAR.com, ZieglerWomen.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also on Facebook, Ziegler Women, Facebook/ZieglerWomen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's many ways you can find us, and you can email us through those things. You can let us know what you want, and we answer them pretty. It's us. There's no secretaries answering for us. You get the real deal when you write to us. And we want women to quit hiding among themselves. You know, these women before I spoke were talking about how homemakers. I actually feel that homemakers are more now than ever when I was younger. So I'm really happy to hear that women are staying home with their children.
Yes.
My sister does, and my other sister did, and just until recently, till our daughters got older. So we want those women to also have a community and a relationship with women that are Christians so that they can be more successful and not hold everything in, not just put that smile on their face that they do and everything's fine. We don't allow that. We don't judge. Everything is in love and encouragement, just like my grandfather taught.
You know, I want to share something with you. I know that a lot of the issues that you deal in that group with, and just by the things that you said of the, you know, some of the women's issues that we deal with on a daily basis, depression is a hard one, especially for Christians, because they don't believe, if there's need for medication, there should be done. I want to honor Shonda Pierce, who wrote the book Laughing in the Dark. It saved my life, and it helped me as I was turning around as the prodigal daughter coming home. Let me play a clip for you about what she went through when they committed her as a Christian comedian to the psychiatric ward. Why don't you play that?
Depressed. There's no kind of great way of getting into that. I didn't fall down, scratch my knee, and went, wow, I'm depressed about this. I don't know how clinical depression shows up. You know, one doctor thought it might be menopause. I slapped him. And then he said, oh, yes, I'm right. It's menopause. If you are clinically depressed and then you make a living as a stand-up comedian, that'll pretty much throw a kink in your job. You guys really wouldn't have bought a ticket to see me stand here and cry for 2 hours, but I don't know, maybe you would. This is kind of a sick crowd here today. I did write a book called Laughing in the Dark, and I kind of wrote about that experience and actually what I was learning and what I'm still learning about depression. A lot of people say, well, I don't say a lot of people, my shrink actually said that depression is anger turned inward. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but that's what they say, which that really made me kind of mad. I am, because I kept arguing all the time, I'm not mad, I'm not angry at anybody or anything. If you keep saying that, I'm going to get angry. But as medicine kicked in and does what we're blessed that medicine can do, so, you know, diabetics take insulin so they can eat cake. Actually, kidding. Yes, praise the Lord. And I don't feel any different about antidepressants. Now, don't send me emails. I've gotten tons of them in the last few years that I've talked about this. I know that there's a stigma within the Christian community that we're not supposed to be medicating our brains. That could be what's wrong with a lot of the Christian community. Just be truthful for a moment. You know, how arrogant of us to think that this organ is any more or less important than any other organ in our body. When the Bible talks often about God judging and knowing the heart. And so I don't see anywhere in Scripture where it says, be careful, God really pays attention to your brainwaves. No, I think God is bigger than what's just going on with the chemistry of my brain. He knew menopause was going to come along. That's why Eve had to leave the garden. Things are going to heat up. You might want to take it outside.
So, you know, laughter does a good job on that. Go over to our Back to the Basic of Life YouTube channel, and you can see many of Shonda's Christian comedian episodes there. What do you think about that? Give us a last call out, Dee Dee. Appreciate you being on the show. We want to help women. That's the difference between what we do and what non-Christian businesswomen do. We have a heart after God. We answer to Him first. He's the biggest boss. Let us know, you know, what you're thinking on that.
I absolutely think so. You know, one of the things we believe at Ziegler Women is that 2 Corinthians 1:3, God of all comfort comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from Christ. And I'm telling you, that's why God's with us when we go through these things, and we are to stand up and help others as they go through it. So I wish women would all join together and join a community and help each other get through this life in the way God ministers to. And if you have questions about that or if you want to know more about that, please go to ZieglerWomen.com and start the conversation with us.
Thank you, Michelle Lee,
thank you for having us on the show, all of us. It has been a great show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Because He cares for you. That's how much He loves you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Exceptions to the Rules show. Tune in next month. We have Bio Products, Ohio, with the Secretary of State business profiling. Ladies, enjoy Women's History Month. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.